We're back here with guest conductor Andres Orozco Estrada. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here for the first time, making my debut with a beautiful program, great solists, and of course this phenomenal orchestra with this great sound, great audience. So it's a really big pleasure for me.
And that was a very lively first half. Is there a thematic relationship between the pieces in the program?
I think between the violin concerto and the symphony by Antonín Dvořák, there is, of course, a very kind of historical, musically stylistic connection. This is very close to both composers and because of many things. The Barber, of course, is much later, is a kind of contemporary compared to Brahms. But what it makes the common line in this program is the orchestra at the end. It's the sound, is the way the orchestra plays. So it's actually, I think the program is a very beautiful program. We have a great soloist. We hear it just a second before. But it's also a symphonic piece. The violin, Brahms violin concerto is like a symphony with a solo violin in a way. So at the end, it's actually a program about the symphonic music, about the Philadelphia Orchestra, if you want.
And how does it showcase the instruments in the orchestra?
Correct. In fact, the overture has many different places. Two beautiful soli by oboe and English horn. Like the second theme, the more melodic music is played, as you hear before, by oboe and English horn. But the rest, the strings had also many virtuosos or really solistic moments. It's a big orchestra, although instruments like the celesta play maybe four measures, only this, but still it's about the colors. So, and again, it's using the whole orchestra, and this is very, very beautiful and also very different as in Dvorak, for instance, which is like the other part of the program that we are going to listen after the break. It's completely different. It's also for the orchestra, is very, very demanding. Is actually a very high level, technically speaking, which is probably, in my opinion, from all the Dvorak symphonies, I think the most difficult one and more interesting in a way, because he was trying to find his own new style away from the Brahms school. This is, again, the connection on the same time in this program. Dvorak was studying by Brahms, and the Sixth Symphony, the one before this, was very similar to the Brahms music, Brahms harmonies, Brahms ideas. And on the Seventh Symphony, Dvorak decided absolutely he wants to create his own style and quite different and contrast to the other things. So it makes the symphony a very, very special, but again, very difficult one in every sense, musically, technically, expressions-wise. So I like the symphony very much.
So was he making a conscious attempt not to be like Brahms?
I think so, but it probably is wrong to say not necessarily not to be like Brahms, but more saying like trying to be himself. Because he studied with Brahms, and Brahms indeed listened to his Sixth Symphony, as I said before. And there is a letter somewhere where Brahms was saying, it's very beautiful, but it sounds like we have the feeling you have something else to express, but it's more too, in a way, traditional, if you want, the number six. And then on the number seven, again, it's the beginning of something else, something new, something different. Also difficult for Dvorak because he was always influenced by his own music, but at the same time from the German music. So the German culture at that time was the ones to actually make commissions and ask composers to write new pieces. So he was kind of tend to compose either German music or trying to find his own style. And this is what he definitely decided to get into in the number seventh symphony. The number seven, again, is a much difficult piece. Also in terms of the melodies, for instance, the first movement takes very long since you can hear the first like recognizable melody. So the melody you can sing and you can like, this is a typical Dvorak melody. It takes very long. And it's only for maybe four or five measures. It's like 5 seconds and then it's already gone. Because he's kind of struggling, trying to get something different. And this is very, very hearable in the first movement especially. And for example, these things make a symphony to the audience, I imagine at that time, again, a little bit harder to fall in love or to kind of get connected as the number nine, for instance, because this is such a beautiful music from the very beginning almost till the end is full of these great melodies that everybody can sing, everybody can repeat just after having heard once. So it makes the music more, in a way, more accessible. The number seven is, it is asked for more attention. You have to be very careful and pay attention, and then you will enjoy it very much. But it's necessarily you concentrate. And this is not always the easier ways to connect to different pieces.
That's great. Thank you so much for talking to us, Andres Orozco Estrada.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.